This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's not the perfect deal. I understand why they did it. My curiosity is there. Far from the perfect deal.
I get that, but I'm kind of the mind where you needed to do something, and you guys have kind of convinced me to that, and I was in a spot where, go ahead and let's just wait till the summer, and then when you get to the summer, we can kind of rack it back. But Steph and Steve and Draymond, they've all talked about needing to get better. We need to get better. And then the Luka and the De'Aaron Fox trades happened, which were major bombshells, and it kind of ratcheted up the need to do something, and I get that. And so you get to a spot where you're really only giving up Andrew Wiggins and a protected first round pick. Yes, you had to give up Slo-Mo and Dennis Schroeder and Lindy Waters. Those are people. I don't want to devalue them, but honestly, in terms of assets, it was just Andrew Wiggins, and it was a first round pick that is protected. So at the end of the day, you brought in a guy who you're going to keep because you gave him an extension. He's a guy who can come in and be your number two scorer. He makes your defense instantly better.
He's
with Jimmy Butler.
He's a good defender.
I think your team maybe didn't get a lot better. Your team might be the same that it was before the trade, but you got a lot more exciting.
Your team got more interesting. Your team got more dynamic. Your team got more volatile.
Yeah.
And your team got even older. Those are the facts. Those are the
right
facts.
I mean, Andrew's going to be 30 in a week, and Jimmy Butler's 34, about to be 35. So, yeah, you did get a little bit older. I understand that. But you also cleared up some of your depth issues in that you had too much depth, and now you have a rotation that is pretty straightforward what you're going to have.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, now you know your rotation, but you lost your depth, and you're an injury away from not having enough players. Okay, before we go back to the phones, let's let you hear the latest on Jimmy Butler and the Warriors, and this is courtesy of Jared Greenberg from TNT.
Jimmy Butler, who had been based here in L.A. while he was away from the Miami Heat. I was told earlier today Butler boarded a flight to San Francisco to take his physical with the Warriors and has since flown back to L.A. However, there is a long line right now on the trade call tarmac. As you could imagine, with all the deals that went down today, there is a backlog of teams that are trying to get through to the league office to make their deals official. So Butler to the Warriors with Miami, along with all the other teams in this complicated deal that are involved, have not been able to get through yet to make it official. If that does indeed happen sometime in the early evening here in Los Angeles, then Butler will be present and with the team on the bench here at Crypto.com Arena. I've been told that Butler is trending towards making his Warriors debut on Saturday against his original team, the Chicago Bulls, in the Windy City. The Warriors will have 12 players available tonight after the trade that sent several players out in exchange for Jimmy Butler. In terms of the Lakers,
All right, so that's the latest on Jimmy. He came here. He did the physical. He flew to L.A. to be with the team. They're waiting for league clearance. He can sit with the team, but they're hoping for league clearance as quickly as possible. And in theory, he can go ahead and play on Saturday in Chicago.
Well, I mean, what are you doing, league? You knew it was the trade deadline. Can we not get more people on hand to, like, clear these trades?
I don't even know.
I understand there's a backlog.
But I don't even know how the process works. I don't know if it's a matter of just, like, hiring some temp workers or something. Like, I have no idea what that even means.
Well,
what do you need to do in order to clear a trade?
You need to put it in the trade machine, like we all did. You need to make sure that the money works.
That'd be amazing if they did all these and no one ever clicked submit?
Exactly.
Wait a minute, it doesn't work.
I mean, what are we doing, league office? It's like when you go into a grocery store and it's, you know, Christmas Eve and you've got 1,000 shoppers, and luckily you and I go to Safeway, and when you go there, they're fully stocked. Every check stand is open because they're ready for the event. Hey, NBA, hey, Adam Silver, quit crying in your beer over low ratings and get some agents in there to process these trades. Is it that hard?
I don't know. I don't know if that's how it works, but
I'm thinking the NBA office right now, they're like, the fax machine is just humming. They're like, oh my God, all these trades. I can't believe they're making all these trades.
Well, they're like, well, we had enough people, and then the Mavericks did this Luka thing.
Right.
Well, nobody knew that was happening. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And remember, a pair of Curry 12s coming up this hour. All right, back out to you. Are you in or out on the Jimmy Butler trade here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game? How about Leo in the city? Hi, Leo. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Hey.
Leo, go ahead.
Leo. All right. That was...
Rack him.
That was disappointing. Let's go to Diego in Sacramento. Hi, Diego. Do better.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm actually liking the Butler trade because it seems like for the last couple months, the Warriors have been going through the motions, and now they're getting the dog. They're getting another alpha. And I think Butler can actually elevate the rest of the Warriors team to actually make a playoff push. So I like the trade. They had to get someone to help step out, and I think he could bring an outside energy to elevate the team. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that what you're saying is the hope. I just don't know if I can fully believe and buy yet that that's the way it's going to play out. Jimmy Butler has been many different things as a teammate in his career. Yes, he has put people on his back and taken them through the playoffs. He has also put people on his back, taken them to the ocean and thrown them in it.
Yeah.
And left them there. So I don't know what he's going to do here. I'm sure he'll be the good soldier early, but now we're signing up for 2.5 years.
Yeah, and I do think that every situation's different, and he hasn't been in a situation like this where you go to a squad that has 4-time champs and multi-time champs, and you've got an established culture, and you've got a head coach who has been here for a long time. And I know when he went to Miami, it took him, 6 years in Miami before he wore out his welcome. So I think that he comes here with eyes wide open, and he now has the extension that he wanted. He's getting more than $60 million a year over the next two. So everything is kind of taken care of except for the basketball part of it. And he doesn't have to come here and be the alpha and be the dog. He doesn't have to be the bad boy, that's Draymond. He doesn't have to be the best player, that's Steph. He can be the second best scorer and the second toughest guy and kind of fly under the radar that way.
You're right, and this will probably, I would imagine, he thinks that this is his last multi-year, very expensive extension in the NBA. And so maybe if money is the thing that stirs the drink for Jimmy, maybe he arrives in Golden State and goes, okay, we made it. Like, we don't need to fight anymore. And now we can just play basketball and focus and ride out the rest of his career with his absolute best effort. Maybe that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I bet it will at the beginning. Everybody likes their boss the first month, but then it takes on a life of its own. And Jimmy Butler, I do think those who have really gotten into the X's and O's of this have a very fair question of, like, is that the kind of player that fits in the Steph Curry, Steve Kerr system? On the surface, no. But how do they all adjust to each other? Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I do think that it works probably pretty well early, but my concern is more where it goes next after that.
Yeah, and Om Yong-Masuk from ESPN joined us yesterday and said that very thing, where Jimmy Butler tends to, early on, really fit and really work, and there isn't any ruffling of any feathers in the early stretches, but then, as time wears on, things can sometimes devolve into a different situation. So you look at this spot, and this year especially, where, okay, he doesn't play against the Lakers tonight. He comes back against Chicago. You got 30 games. Just go out there and see how you fit. See what this conglomeration of talent looks like. And then you get in the offseason and you figure out what are the pieces you need to add to try to make this team, again, what you talked about, relevant. Make this a relevant team, a team that can be competitive, not necessarily championship or bust, but can you be a team that at least threatens to be a top six seed?
888-957-9570 is the number. Are you in or out on the Butler trade? Let's go to Big League Chew. What up, Big League Chew? What are you doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do it.
Hey, man. Hey, guys, appreciate you both. The first thing I want to say is mad respect for both of you for doing a live show, in front of everybody and doing the work you do. So thank you. But also, I just want to say I have a little bit of a Seinfeld tie because I'm hearing Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. And now we got some third person Jimmy references from Seinfeld where, you know, Jimmy likes what he sees. Jimmy also doesn't like what he sees. Jimmy doesn't like to be told what to do. So I think those particles there are going to be a little interesting because there's like some foreshadowing going on with Jimmy Butler. But the one thing I will say is I think this is going to be exciting to watch because Jimmy's a killer. Speaking in the third person, of course, nice. Jimmy's a dog and everything else. But the main thing is this might be a swan song for Draymond. This might be a swan song for people that have been on this roster, because if you look at the extension, you know, we have about 120 million with Steph and Jimmy. And then we have another 25 with Dre. So now we have next to no cap room for next year. So I think fans need to realize that this roster, because of the 2-year extension, is going to look a lot different.
Well, I actually, thank you very much, Big League Chew. And again, we went through this earlier, and it's probably prudent to do it again. Eric Pincus, who's one of our favorite capologists, the second this went down yesterday and Warriors Live started, I hopped on the phone with him and I said, tell me what this means for Jonathan Kuminga. Because honestly, my concern was kind of what Big League Chew just said. If you've got that much money in Butler, Steph, and Dre, can you fit an extension for Jonathan Kuminga? And his first response was, yes. But,
oh boy,
the thing is that Jonathan will probably command less than what we've all been thinking. And I know when Bobby Marks came on and talked about $25, $27 million per year for Kuminga, all of us went, man, that's it? But yeah, that's it. Eric even brought up 20. 20 million.
20, flat 20?
Because he's a restricted free agent, and there just aren't that many teams out there, maybe even none, who are interested in giving Jonathan a very big deal. So, with the second apron in mind, the Warriors could go up to as much as $25 million for Jonathan, and then they're fine with Jimmy and Steph and Draymond, and not having their first-round pick to pay. And if they do all of that, here's the rest of the roster. Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajemski, Trace Jackson Davis, Guy Santos, and five minimum players.
Five minimum players.
That's your roster.
Man.
That's what you're looking at next year. So you can do it. I don't think it gets in Jonathan's way, but it does get in other people's way. Like, if you were worried and you're celebrating today that Kevon Looney and GP2 stayed, they're not going to be here next year.
Right, unless they sign for minimums.
Unless they sign for minimums.
And
GP2 might, but Looney, I would argue, will get something out there.
I don't know.
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if it is a lot more. And, you know, it comes down to, at that point, if you're getting the minimum here as opposed to getting a couple more million somewhere else, you might want to stay here because you know what here is. And, you know, this is obviously putting the cart before the horse because that's way down the road. But the very way you laid that out, courtesy your friend Eric Pincus, is five veteran minimum guys.
Well, and you know, one of them would probably be Quentin Post because I don't know that that's technically a minimum salary or not, but it's small. It's small. And Quentin Post is going to get transferred out of a two-way and be a regular roster player now. Like, they've got some gymnastics to do because of this. There's no question.
Yeah, and the gymnastics is going to be uncomfortable. Even if you wanted to make a trade and you send out Buddy Hield, well, Buddy only makes about $9 million. So even if you trade Buddy Hield, you're not going to be able to bring back a lot in terms of other players. So with this idea, you're going to be relying on younger guys, Quentin Post, Guy Santos, Pajemski, TJD. You know, your younger guys, if you keep Jonathan Kuminga, you're going to be relying on all these guys you've drafted to step up.
And that's why when I say that, even though I'm hesitant, I say I'm out on the deal, is because at the core of what the Warriors just did is a lot of trust in Jimmy Butler. Dude, you've got to keep your head on straight, and you have to be good because we have no flexibility to go do anything else now. So if you go sideways, we are really up a creek. And to me, that is a very vulnerable position to be in.
Yeah, it's a big dice roll because Jimmy has gotten sideways in the past in, you know, different spots. And now, not only did you trade for him, but you gave him a two-year extension. And if he goes sideways and you're paying him $60 million a year, how are you going to be able to offload that deal? Now, when you get to the final year of his deal and he's an expiring contract, even at that, $60 million at that point is going to be tough to do away with. So you kind of put all your eggs in his basket. Jimmy, come in here, be good, and also behave.
Right. And again, so a lot of faith in Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I hope he's able, in a short stint, he's able to live up to that trust.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.